Take a break from your busy schedule and join Harold Saleh for Guidelines, a 5-minute commentary on living.
Of course I'm a Christian, a man once told me, quickly adding, I'm neither a Jew or a Muslim, so what else would I be? Have you ever noticed that Jesus was strangely silent about much of what we associate today with Christianity? For example, he never encouraged anyone to join a church or even attend a synagogue. He never suggested that the more you give, the wider would the door be open to God's heaven at the end of your life. He did, however, use straightforward, even stark language, the kind at first you would think was intended to actually keep people from joining the ranks of the faithful. Or rather, was it to clarify, without any misunderstanding, what he demands, something that is neglected in our me-first culture today? On one occasion, Jesus told his followers that if their love for him was not so great, that it made ordinary relational love, like that which you have for your parents or your wife and children, seem as nothing, you could not be his disciple. On another occasion, his words must have shocked his listeners as he said, "If anyone would come after me, he must deny himself and take up his cross daily and follow me." 3 steps, said Jesus. First, deny yourself. Then take up your cross. Finally, start following him. All of this, of course, runs counter to our old nature. We're living in a culture of self. Look at the advertisements in your paper. Check out the commercials on TV, the billboards which confront you as you drive across town, the messages you get reading magazines. They say you are the focus of the universe. You deserve to be served. But denying yourself goes far beyond simply going into a cloister or a convent and nailing the door shut. It means that Jesus Christ is to take first place in your life. It means you are no longer in control of your destiny. As A.W. Tozer put it, the man with a cross no longer controls his destiny. He lost control when he picked up his cross. That cross immediately becomes to him an all-absorbing interest, an overwhelming interference. No matter what he may desire to do, there is but one thing he can do, that is move on toward the place of crucifixion. Christianity without a cross, however, avoids the stigma attached to it. It ceases to be demanding and is quickly cleansed of the repulsiveness of blood. But it is useless and powerless. That is why following him is the important part, the sequel to acknowledging his control. A closing thought. Understanding God's purpose for your life is exciting and tantalizing. It has a fascination reflected in the eyes of millions of people. And God does have a purpose for your life. It centers in your obedience. It's all about God, not you. And the flip side of that great truth is that obedience results in living out the will of God for your life, something that is concrete and specific. Walking in the footsteps of Jesus Christ is treading the path of obedience to the will of the Father, and that is exactly what the Christian life is about. It is a journey, not a destination, not a one-time experience, but a daily walk whereby you awaken every morning and say, "Lord, I'm yours to command. Where do we go today? Stay close to me."
You've just heard Dr. Harold Saleh with Guidelines, a 5-minute commentary on living. If you would like to listen to the program again, download a copy, subscribe to our e-commentary, or view other resources, visit guidelines.org. We would like to hear from you, too. You can email us at info@guidelines.org. That's info@guidelines.org. Thanks for listening, and we invite you to join us again for the next edition of Guidelines.